Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It was anything but massive fraud. And until Republicans can do that, until they can reject the big lie, they can't spend, they can't even open their mouths about unity. Shut up about unity until you can state the obvious that there was a big lie. And by the way, Lindsey Graham did it on the floor that night. He said enough is enough. There were not 82,000 people underage that voted in Georgia. There was not fraud in Georgia. Enough is enough. It's over.
So Claire McCaskill there saying a phrase that you will hear again and again, big lie. Which is funny because Dinesh D'Souza wrote a book about it, and there's also historical context there that Dinesh D'Souza would be fantastic to inform you on. We're going to get him on the show here this week, I think, so you're going to want to stick around for that. Claire McCaskill says to Republicans, shut up about unity, which is funny because I don't remember the Republicans calling for unity. Do you? Did I miss that? I mean, they're not. They've never been calling for, like, not unity. But when Joe Biden, I mean, good grief, Don Lemon was calling for unity with all of the Republican people that he had just cut out of his life, like, the week before. The way I feel about it is, you know, it's like, I got asked out on a date the week before, and I was like, yeah, I'm not really sure. And then this week, they're like, I don't want to go out with you. And I'm like, okay, I think we've... established.
It always feels nice for someone to tell you and scream at you, nevertheless, to shut up about unity. It's always a great feeling.
Yeah, can we clip that?
Yes.
That's going to be the gift that keeps on giving. You know, we talked in the first hour about Josh Hawley, and it's important to remember that Josh Hawley is the guy who's in office right now because the shut up about unity lady is not. Mark Cox, the Mark Cox Morning Show, joins us now.
It's too much winning. We can't take it anymore.
We can't stop. It's too dangerous.
I'm the best there is at what I do.
And that's the bottom line.
So, welcome to the show, Mark. Great to have you here. Thanks for,
yeah, thanks.
Thanks for joining us. I got to ask you, just not on a specific scale, because, I mean, the merits of arguing Claire McCaskill's contribution to the state of Missouri. She lost, and Missouri has moved on in that regard. But just on the 30,000-foot view, 4 years... coming of a Joe Biden presidency, minimum 2 years of a Democratic stronghold on both chambers of Congress. Who's looking for unity right now, and who's been talking about unity to begin with? I'm missing the point where Republicans were begging for it.
You took the words out of my mouth there right off the top, Annie. I didn't hear a Republican who was discussing unity. I heard Joe Biden saying that we need unity, and I think that's going to be the theme of his inauguration next week, if I read that correctly, you know, America Together, Moving Forward, or something like that. And I don't know how you say that on one hand. And I just listened to Jim Jordan and some of the members of the House who are right now debating these articles of impeachment. Do they have any idea how that plays in the eyes of 74 million people, at least a large number of whom are still have questions about the outcome of the election in November? They may
even regardless of the people who maybe aren't questioning it, but
yeah,
the people who are, you know, even if every vote cast was completely and totally fair, not a lot of people who are like, yeah, let's kumbaya this into the next week. It's not really the right temperament, I would think.
Well, I think you're right, and the Joe Biden, and I'm not the first one to say this, would serve his own purposes well to rein in the dogs over in the House, Nancy Pelosi and the others over there, Steny Hoyer, who are pushing for this quick impeachment. It's very obvious, I think, to anybody who looks at it. The sole purpose of doing it is to try to damage Donald Trump as a potential candidate in 2024. Plain and simple. He's not going to do anything in the next 8 days that he hasn't already done. It's just silly season again in Washington. And all of those, it's one great way to keep people really angry at Democrats for the next 4 years. I don't see where the unity's coming from, quite frankly. I've already heard Joe Biden talking about defeating the NRA and, you know, stripping rights away from people.
But unity, Mark, unity.
Unity. It's got to be unity. Yeah. Claire Bear will be there to guide us all through it, though, right?
Shut up about unity!
Just here. The most radical possibilities, you know, D.C. statehood, getting rid of the filibuster, packing the courts. Is there anybody to you other than Joe Manchin who might stop that from happening? Or is it just this one guy?
There have to be some other halfway sane people in the Senate. You know, I mean, that's the thing about it. If you look down the list of the 50 states and the senators from each state, I'd be willing to bet you probably won't recognize more than 20 mm-hmm. of those names. I mean, there are a lot of senators out there that kind of fly under the radar that nobody ever really hears anything about. They don't usually get headlines. There have to be some other sane people in there somewhere. I do think, however, it's going to be a great deal of pressure on them to toe the party line on whatever it is. Here's the silver lining in all of this. Unless the Democrats vote to get rid of the filibuster, which they would have to do, to do some of these radical things that they're trying to do with adding states and packing the court. I don't think they'll ever get 10 Republicans to go along with them, or 9, whichever they would take to reach the 60 threshold to move something forward to a vote. They would have to eliminate that for everything, not just judicial picks, in order to cram any of this down the throats of the American people.
Yeah. You know, Mark, I look at what Joe Biden has said, and from the jump after he was elected, well, I mean, he even said this during the campaign. He doesn't want to be a president for blue states or red states. He wants to be a president for the United States. I have to think that there is a time when Joe Biden, in the context of everybody on Capitol Hill, was probably more of a moderate Democrat, you know, comparatively speaking, and especially compared to those individuals who are in the Senate right now. I mean, good grief. Stephen Moore, you know, suggested that Bernie Sanders is going to be heading the budget committee. That gives me a rash to think about that
sure.
right now.
Sure.
I have a feeling, like, I'm not a naive person. But I do have a feeling that Joe Biden means well. But I just look at the people who he's going to be surrounded by, and to, you know, to waste the opportunity to have the Senate and the House and the Oval Office for a minimum of 2 years. What can he do in 2 years with all of that power?
Well, we'll know quickly, Annie. We will. I mean, you know, I'll just bring up Donald Trump for a moment, who went into office claiming he was going to do things to help minorities and Latinos, and he did that. Or if he hadn't, he wouldn't have increased his support in every single one of those minority vote categories in this election cycle. So you can be a president for everyone, for red states and blue states, if you're allowed to move forward and get some of your ideas put in. They blocked Donald Trump at every turn, because they had the majority in the House. So my question, we'll know pretty quickly. I mean, if Joe Biden wants to be my president, and he wants to be the president of people in Missouri, which is a bright red state, and southern Illinois, which would be a red state if it could secede from northern Illinois, we won't hear words out of his mouth like gun ban or magazine ban or tax increase or free college or erasing college debt. Those are ideas that don't represent people in red states. That's not what we believe in. So don't tell me you're the president for everybody if those are going to be your top agenda items, and passing, you know, Green New Deals to take away my V8 engine. That's not going to fly. So we'll know quickly.
Mark, this has been such a strange election, at least at face value. You know, as the pendulum swings back and forth, this was due to be a pendulum swing way left. You know, the incumbent president usually does pretty well, but otherwise, usually the party doesn't. And that's the opposite of what happened, at least in the House nationally. How important to you does that pendulum swing look as far as states' rights goes? Where do the Republicans go now? Where do conservatives go to sort of make their stand? Is it in the states?
Yeah, it's got to be. You know, there are several organizations. In fact, I talked to State Representative Justin Hill yesterday on my show about that, and he was about to get on a conference call with an organization he's a part of that works with state legislatures across the country. You know, the Republicans not only didn't lose any state legislature, they actually gained one, I believe, in New Hampshire. It might have been New Hampshire, where they took over control of the House and the Senate in that state. They now control 2/3 of the state legislatures. So there's no reason why they can't make some reforms, particularly to election laws, if they're willing to. But in these swing states, we saw examples where Republicans were in control of the House and Senate in Michigan, I believe, and weren't willing to go to the mat and correct some of the deficiencies that happened around the Detroit area. So there's got to be a political will to do it, and there didn't seem to be in the time we had between the election and January 6th. So I hope they do, Ryan, but, you know, it may be another opportunity squandered. Mm.
Mark, thanks for joining us today. We'll be tuning into the Mark Cox Morning Show weekdays 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. Don't know how you do it. That's amazing. And you're there each weekday, and we'll be sure to tune in. Thanks for being with us this afternoon.
You bet, Annie. Ryan, thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.